Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I just read you one Judicial Watch story, and they are there all the time. I tip my hat to Judicial Watch, and Tom Fitton, the president of that organization, here with us regularly, as people are. And today, Irene Garcia here from Judicial Watch, an investigative reporter with that outfit. And she's been taking a look at licenses, ID cards, and other forms of ID sold to illegal aliens to corrupt and by corrupt state workers that led to voter fraud, which is, I mean, that's not possible. I know, because the Democrats said so. Anyhow, Irene, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, voter fraud's not even possible. I mean, I know the only way that there's voter fraud is if the Russians did it. I watch the news. I mean, how could you come up with this nonsense?
Well, listen, this is going on nationwide. And in 2012, Judicial Watch started the Election Integrity Project. This has now become part of that investigation. We're trying to clean the rolls in different states. We just, are on the verge of threatening to file a lawsuit in California, where in many counties, there are more people registered to vote than citizens of voting age.
That's right. I saw that story. And I wonder, just a quick aside, how do you guys at Judicial Watch prioritize what you're going to go after in this day and age? I mean, there are so many things you could target legitimately. How do you prioritize with so much out there to choose from?
Yeah, it's hard. It's very difficult. I mean, elections are huge, and so that is a big priority to us. But there's so many things. I mean, you name it, the government, the Obama administration gave us so much to do. Our heads were spinning. I'm not kidding. I mean, in this case, fake IDs, this has been an ongoing issue, and Judicial Watch has tried to expose it. A year ago, we reported on this particular ring in Massachusetts used fake Puerto Rican birth certificates, which is a huge deal now because the U.S. government, especially under the Obama administration, was ordered all the different agencies, aid agencies and all that, to just blindly accept a Puerto Rican passport. Well, they're easy to fabricate and to counterfeit and to get on the black market, and that's what this Massachusetts ring was based on. With fake Puerto Rican passports, they got legitimate U.S. IDs, no questions asked. These state corrupt state workers weren't on it. They took money, and then these people registered to vote, and they voted in elections in Boston. Now, the feds won't reveal how many cases, but we're going to go after that information.
So you're going to use Freedom of Information Act requests, FOIA requests, and so forth to find that information. Let me ask you this. After the election, Donald Trump said there could have been as many as 3, 4, 5 million, somewhere in that neighborhood, illegally cast votes, fraudulent votes cast in America in 2016. And, of course, he was mocked by the left and ridiculed, and they still attack him for that on occasion. But is it possible? Is it possible that that number, I mean, if you add up all the things in California you just talked about, the voter fraud in Massachusetts you just mentioned, and you go on around the country, I mean, how many people do you guess or do you have no idea?
We have no idea, but is it possible that that figure you just mentioned? Yes. Absolutely. The truth is, nobody knows. The government doesn't know. And this push by Democrats and leftist groups to compare voter ID laws to poll taxes is preposterous. You need an identification to board an airplane in this country. If you want to get into federal court just as a member of the public to view a case or just to get into the courthouse, you cannot enter without a valid photo ID. Why? A sacred privilege, voting. Why on earth is it tantamount to a poll tax to require an identification before you vote? It's preposterous. It truly is a ludicrous argument, and that is the argument that's being made. And states that have passed voter ID laws have offered poor and disenfranchised, which is what the Democrats say it would alienate, free identification cards. Okay, so you don't have the money or you don't want to drive. You get your free photo ID from the state.
Yeah, I believe that states like Michigan, not only are they free, but they will make transportation available to you free as well, so you can go to the whatever state facility, state building, state office you need to go to get it done for free. Let me ask you this. Voter ID is required, if I'm not mistaken, in the UK, in France, in Germany, in Spain, in Belgium, in Brazil, and pretty much everywhere around the world. America's pretty much the only place in the world that I can think of, even third world countries, that does not require some sort of proof of voting status. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm pretty sure that you're right. Certainly those European countries do require photo ID.
So are they all racist? Are they all bigoted countries? France and the UK and Germany letting in all these refugees? They're bigoted countries because they ask for ID? I mean, using the American leftist talking points, that would make them all racist.
Absolutely. And listen, there's another, this is a totally different case, but also related, where under the Obama administration, and we just exposed, it's continuing the funding for this, to naturalize citizens, you know, free citizenship paid by us, the taxpayers, classes, English, civics. We were hoping that the funding for this kind of nonsense would stop under President Trump, but it has not. Just a few weeks ago, I wrote a story where I got government figures on several other million dollars. I don't recall off the top of my head, but if you go to our website, judicialwatch.org, there's an article on it that is now being still funneled to this. So what they do is these leftist groups get a chunk of change from the U.S. government, and they target people that recently arrived, that are going towards residency with the ultimate goal of getting U.S. citizenship, and they offer them free English classes. It's to integrate. It's called the Citizenship Integration Program. And it's outrageous. Why, you know, if you come to a country and you want to become a citizen, then you should pay for your own English classes. You should learn. So we're paying for all this nonsense, and a lot of the money goes to waste. A lot of these groups are taking the money, not appropriating it to the cause that it's supposed to go to, because there's no oversight.
What you've made me think of here, we are with Irene Garcia, investigative reporter with Judicial Watch today, talking about illegal driver's licenses and ID cards being obtained by illegal aliens for a price by corrupt state workers and then being used to vote illegally. It makes me think of a whole, array of corruption that's going on across this country. And I guess my question to you is, how do you stop this? I mean, if you can't get it rooted out with Donald Trump in the White House and get some of these monies cut off, and the other thing it makes me think of is all these agencies that are making a pile of money by bringing in refugees to this country that are lining their pockets and happy to do so and keep, advocating for more refugees because they make money off the deal. Sounds like your program with the, teaching people English. People make money off this deal, Irene.
Absolutely. These groups are making money, these leftist groups that get these allocations, and we list some of these groups in some of our articles. I think that what's going on is the Trump administration, of course, it's new, it's been bombarded, it's got by the negative media, there's a lot of mid to higher level people in these government agencies that are Obama appointees that are still very powerful. And so it's going to take a while, unfortunately, to clean house. And sometimes, in many cases, it won't be accomplished in years, because we have sources at Homeland Security. On the southern border, we do a lot of work that tell us there are people in very high positions appointed by the Obama administration that are embedded in there, that are making high-level decisions, so that even if you replace, say, the Homeland Security Secretary, there's other layers, and it's going to be very difficult. So, unfortunately, I don't have the answer, but we're going to continue doing our work, that's for sure.
Well, the more information you get, the more powerful the conversation becomes, Irene. So, again, I tip my hat to Judicial Watch and all the work you guys do. I greatly appreciate it, and thanks for stopping in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Irene Garcia, everybody, investigative reporter with Judicial Watch. Now, when we go, when we take a break here, we're going to take a quick, deep cleansing breath and talk to Ron Rademacher about some cool things you can do this coming weekend around the state of Michigan. Sit tight.